USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel has shared intelligence over the past 2 weeks with U.S. and European allies, suggesting that Iran is taking technical steps to prepare to enrich uranium to 90% purity, the level needed to produce a nuclear weapon. It should also be noted there is no civilian use for 90% enriched uranium. Nuclear talks resume in Vienna, with Iran returning to the negotiating table after a five-month delay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday changed its previous recommendation for booster shots, saying everyone 18 and older should receive a booster dose. Last month, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky relayed a key advisory committee's recommendation that adults may get the shot.
Miss USA 2021 is Kentucky!
Miss Kentucky, Ellie Smith, was crowned 2021's Miss USA at Monday night's pageant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
Right now, we are being joined by Emily Dalton-Smith, who happens to be the head of social impact with Meta, and she is joining us to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday. Emily, take it away.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platforms. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits. Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
And Emily, where can we go for more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
Smash and grab arrests have been made in California.
At least four men have been arrested in connection with two coordinated ransackings of a Home Depot outside of Los Angeles. This comes as two Nordstrom's, a Louis Vuitton, and a CVS in the area have also been targets of similar crimes. Los Angeles police officer Dion Joseph, appearing on Fox News, explains what he thinks is causing the spike in crime.
They have free, complete reign because our politicians and even our district attorneys, their ideas are more important than victims of crime or protecting their property. So it's a whole different environment right now. Until that changes, we're never going to have, or the citizens are never going to have the support that they need for us to help them.
San Francisco law states that a theft under $950 is only a misdemeanor. Critics believe this makes law enforcement less likely to pursue an arrest and prosecutors less inclined to go after certain cases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As Dr. Fauci has misled Americans on several occasions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, one Washington lawmaker says he lied to Congress, and he has the proof. Unfortunately, no one in Washington, D.C. has the strength to stand up to the golden child.
Anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. That's dangerous.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas on Fox News explains why Dr. Fauci should spend the next 5 years in prison.
So on May 11th, Fauci testified before a Senate committee that, quote, the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a clear categorical statement. But then on October 20th, the NIH wrote that they funded an experiment at the Wuhan lab testing, quote, if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. That is gain-of-function research.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.